Several years ago, I took a driving trip out west, and one of the stops I made was the Hoover Dam. I took the advice of friends and took part in the tour of Hoover Dam that goes down under the dam. And way down there in the depths under the dam, there is a little box and a sign on it says, "Caution, do not touch or kick earthquake sensor." Now that was very tempting, I think pretty much to everybody in the tour group. But that box, deep within the dam, is designed for very serious business. To determine if the dam is beginning to experience a seismic event. Big trouble starts within. Whether we're talking about Hoover Dam or the depths of a human heart, sometimes the forces most dangerous to us are not the ones on the outside, on the surface, but the forces inside. For us, often those thoughts within us that tell us God cannot forgive what we have done. We encounter trouble when we cling to negative energy instead of moving on. Bad memories, unforgiving images of the self, those are things within us that can threaten any relationship and any life choice we make. We might even go so far as to call those forces our enemies. In the gospel today, Jesus tells us, love your enemies. When we speak of enemies, the external ones usually get most of our attention. People who disagree with us or hurt us, who harm our interests, who marginalize people we love. In Jesus' time, the enemies were certainly external, people who would oppress and kill and enslave other people. In our time and place, I believe that most resentment and vindictiveness originate not in what someone else does to us on the outside, but originates in what we do to ourselves. It originates in what we will not relinquish: guilt, regret, animosity, resentment. Those thoughts and memories, surprisingly, deep within us, become deadly, subtle enemies. I would say most of us have hurts and wounds from our own emotional pain, from things that we have done or things that have been done to us in the past. But what is frightening is how often we pass that pain, sometimes subconsciously, on to another person. So if we do not heal those things within us, we are more likely to hurt someone else. The subtle seismic event within threatens the whole structure. What are those seismic events that threaten our stability and our ability to love and forgive ourselves and others? There are things we beat ourselves up about, things we will not let God forgive us. That resistance to healing and forgiveness ripples like seismic waves into our relationships with God, with one another, and even with ourselves. One way that we can tell that the sensor has been activated is when we have a sudden, inordinately strong reaction to something that is said or done to us. Sometimes we will react very sharply to something that doesn't really make sense to have that strong of a reaction. And what has happened is that that experience has triggered in us something that has never healed. It may seem to our human eyes that it is no longer a real event, but it is. because it ripples into everything we do. How do we disarm those enemies within us? How do we stop the seismic events inside associated with our mistakes and our sin? We do it by obeying the greatest commandment, all of it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It is not wrong. It is not selfish to practice self-compassion. Love yourself as your neighbor. Love your enemies, even when they are inside you, the jagged edges of mistakes, regrets, sins, and neglect that continue to wound us and push us to wound others. Love those regrets and those mistakes. Accept them as something which formed you, but which God has healed and forgiven. Love yourself so that your regrets can no longer shake your foundations. We are to practice self-compassion, not just to make the pain go away or to be seen as a virtuous person, but to do something deeper, to love ourselves as we love our neighbors. We are to be as forgiving to ourselves as we are to others that we love. Failure to accept forgiveness and move on can become our most insidious enemy. There are things that we have to forgive, that we have to recognize. One that I come across a lot in my pastoral ministry is we have to remember that mistakes are not sin. Sin requires intent, an intentional turning away from God. Just because we've done something in the past and it didn't work out does not mean we have sinned. And even if we have, God forgives. So why won't we accept that forgiveness? After all, the one sin deemed by Scripture as unforgivable is the sin against the Holy Spirit. It's sometimes described as despair or as believing that your sin is beyond the mercy of God. Now, the paradox of that belief of not letting yourself be forgiven is this. It seems like you're being hard on yourself, like you're being very pious, when in fact, you are putting yourself in God's place, deciding what can and cannot be forgiven. So we have to find a balance between honest repentance and beating ourselves up. And finding that balance takes work and practice and self-compassion. We have to love ourselves without putting ourselves at the center of the universe. We have to fine-tune the sensor, eliminating regret and guilt from the past, letting go of sins already forgiven by God, and honestly identifying sin which can shake or weaken our relationship with God. Now, it's true that the whole concept of forgiveness and mercy in the Christian tradition can enable evil when we rationalize or minimize the wrong. We might think, I'm already saved anyway, so why worry about doing anything wrong? We may say, well, the victim turned the other cheek, so why not keep hitting? These things, this knowledge of forgiveness can cause problems, but I think more often we are causing ourselves problems by not letting God forgive us. And like external enemies, the internal ones gain power when we enable them, rationalize them, excuse them, or fail to see their significance and their ability to damage us. We may not have external enemies who want to harm us physically. We may not be in physical danger from others as the people of Jesus' time were, but we still need those censors. We need them to tell us when our fears and our hanging on to the past have kept us from moving up and toward God and away from a past that was imperfect. Jesus said to love our enemies. To do that, we need first to recognize those enemies, which can often be our past, our mistakes, our failure to accept forgiveness, ourselves. Even then, with those dark forces living inside of us, we need to love ourselves as we love one another. We need to accept the forgiveness of God instead of allowing our past sins to continue to shape us. We have to mind that censor deep within the structure to learn to love ourselves as we love God and neighbor. To love ourselves, to practice mercy, even for ourselves, no longer clinging to past mistakes and past resentments. We have to accept the forgiveness of God so that we can go on to love our enemies, especially the ones deep inside. Amen.